prepare by saying together, O God, who has given us minds to know thee, hearts to love thee, and voices to show forth thy praise, give us grace, we beseech thee, to dedicate ourselves freely to thy service, that we may reverently fulfil the worship of thy sanctuary, and beautify the praises of thy house, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning and welcome to Matins from the Book of Common Prayer, on this, the first Sunday after Easter, or as it tends to be called now, the second Sunday of Easter, emphasising the unity of the great 50 days of this feast time. And a sentence of scripture for the season. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We stand in penitence before our Lord and hear this sentence of scripture. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. We open our worship and praise this morning with our first hymn, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain. Beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we gather to hear his word, albeit separated by place at this time, and meet together spiritually to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, albeit at the end of the ether, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitents, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
I invite you to join in the Easter anthems being said antiphonally, that is, me leading the odd verses and you responding slowly and prayerfully with the even. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast.
Not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him.
For in that he died, he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God.
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Christ is risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And in the same manner we say this morning's psalm, which is Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee have I put my trust.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my God, my goods are nothing unto thee.
For my delight is upon the saints that are in the earth, and upon such as excel in virtue.
But they that run after another God shall have great trouble.
Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, neither make mention of their names within my lips.
The Lord himself is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou shalt maintain my lot.
The lot is fallen unto me in a fair ground. Yea, I have a goodly heritage.
I will thank the Lord for giving me warning. My reins also chasten me in the night season.
I have set God always before me, for he is on my right hand, therefore I shall not fall.
Wherefore my heart was glad, and my glory rejoiced. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
For why, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither shalt thou offer thy Holy One to see corruption.
Thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there is pleasure for evermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.